The 2012-2013 hockey season is on thin ice, with the NHL just 3 days away from another lockout. Team owners and representatives of the players' union met in Midtown Manhattan today for the first time in weeks in an effort to avoid hockey's fifth labor stoppage in the past 20 years. Joining us now is New York Times reporter Jeff Klein, who's been following the negotiations. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
Good, thanks. It's getting down to the wire. The current labor agreement ends Saturday night at midnight. The first preseason games are supposed to start next week. What happened at today's meeting?
Well, more of the same. They did meet for the first time since August 31st, exchange proposals, and both sides declared the other side's proposal, insignificant, and I'm afraid we're still at an impasse. This doesn't really surprise anyone. It's been long expected that the owners would lock out the players for at least the start of this season.
Really? So the hockey world is resigned to a lockout?
Yes. What it comes down to is last year, in 2011, the NBA owners and the NFL owners both leagues locked out their players for a period of time and managed to reduce the share of revenues that both the basketball players and the football players received, from around 57% of total league revenues down to about 50%, roughly speaking. Well, the NHL, despite record growth over the last several seasons, including through the economic downturn of the last few years, the league is doing great, but the owners saw the deal that the NBA and the NFL owners received and said, well, let's try to do the same thing. And so the NHL players are making 57% of league revenues now under the expiring agreement. And the owners said, well, we want you to make 43% of, you know, get 43% of the revenues. They raised it to 46%. Today they raised it up to about 47%. But of course, the players don't want to give up that kind of income.
Yeah, absolutely not. Well, we lost an entire NHL season back in 2004. After alienating some fans, as you mentioned, the sport was starting to bounce back. It took a few years, though. Why risk alienating fans again?
Well, I think from the owner's point of view, and I guess if we all look at it this way, it would make sense. If you can reduce the amount of money you spend or pay someone by, well, the original offer was a 24% pay cut. Now it's down to roughly about an 18% pay cut. If you have to spend that much less money per year, you don't care about public relations. It's just too large a chunk of money to override any other considerations. And I think that at its basis level is what it's about.
As you mentioned, reductions in other sports. In football, the split is now 50-50. In basketball, it's 47% for the players, 53% for the owners.
Yeah.
How likely is it, do you think, that hockey players will succumb to the pressure of what's going on in other sports and take this cut?
Well, I think a cut is inevitable, and the fact that players' offers, they've already made now two offers, both of which they have volunteered fairly significant cuts. But one difference between the hockey players now and the players in the other leagues is that the NHL players are led by Donald Fehr, who is arguably the most successful labor leader in America over the last two or three decades. As your listeners may know, that he ran the baseball players union for almost 25 years and had a remarkable record of success for the players over that period. He is a very intelligent, articulate man. He has the full support of the players behind him. But I don't mean to belittle the NHL side. Gary Bettman and his deputy, Bill Daly, are also intelligent and articulate men. They are going head-to-head.
In other words, it's going to get ugly.
Yes, it's going to get. It's not quite ugly yet, but I think it will be, yes.
Briefly, the Islanders and Devils scheduled to play a preseason game at the new Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Odds on that happening?
I think the odds are quite small. That's early October. I think perhaps the first hockey we'll see at the new place in Brooklyn will be a couple of KHL games. Russian KHL teams are coming over to play regular season games in January. That may be the first hockey we see there.
New York Times reporter Jeff Klein on the ongoing NHL labor negotiations. Thanks so much.
Sure thing.